You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, the Nats did not have a first-round pick for a pretty good reason, but sometimes that can affect the way a team approaches their first few picks. They can either want to make sure they get a safe pick, or they can want to make sure they get a high upside pick. It can have an impact. Do you think that not having a first-round pick affected how the Nats approach their first few picks?
Not at all. I don't think so, because the way it was told to me by Chris Klein, for example, he said, we already have our first-round pick by getting Max Scherzer. So they lost their first-round pick by that. But then they picked up a future leadoff hitter in Andrew Stevenson, and they really think he can be a top-of-the-order guy who can steal bases. He's a great outfielder defensively, and apparently he's going to be an impact bat, apparently. They really believe that. He has an unorthodox swing, but they plan to make adjustments on that. So, and I spoke to Andrew Stevenson today, in fact, and he says he's willing to do anything to be successful. So that's about it.
Yeah, you kind of led into my next question. What exactly do they think they have in Stevenson?
Well, they think he's going to be a future leadoff hitter. They says, you know, they refuse to say he's like Eric Burns, but he plays like Eric Burns because he plays as if he has hair on, you know, his hair is on fire. He really works hard, and he's always hustling, and he's always willing to do anything to help the team win. So, I think they have a really good player in that guy.
Do they think he has the potential to be a fast riser in the system?
Yes, that's, you know, a guy like that. Yes, they do. There's no question about it. And he is, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he started at Hagerstown, and then he'll rise quickly and hopefully become their leadoff hitter.
They started with three straight outfielders. Was that a coincidence or was that by design?
That was by design because they lack what they call top-of-the-order type hitters, guys who are fast. So it was by design. And then if you saw the rest of the draft, they picked almost nothing with pitchers. So as Chris Klein always tells me this all the time, you never have enough in pitching. And pitching wins championships. He's always telling me that. So that's what happens.
The other thing that you noted was that it was a very college-heavy draft. Again,
correct.
Same question. Is that by coincidence? Were those just the players that happened to be available that they liked at their pick? Or again, was that by design?
It's by design because, as Chris Klein told me, with college players, you know what you're going to get. And, you know, it's easy to predict the type of players they will become. They feel it's hard when you draft a high school player. That's hard to predict, they feel. So I'm not surprised they picked nothing but college players. They've been doing this, really, since Rizzo has been the GM. So that's his goal. I mean, his goal is to get almost nothing but college players. And, you know, you've seen it with Rendon, Harper, Strasburg, all came from college. So they know what those guys are going to be like.
To switch to the 2015 Nationals, the big news most recently is now that Ryan Zimmerman is out. First of all, what kind of time frame are they looking at? I mean, obviously plantar fasciitis is a pretty significant injury.
Well, talking to some of the people I talked to yesterday, it seems that Ryan will not be on the disabled list that long, hopefully. But we have to wait and see. He's been playing with it almost all year long, really, and he couldn't take the pain anymore. So that's why he won the DL. And if you notice, he didn't play against the Yankees that much. So that was the reason. And hopefully he won't be out long. And we'll see Tyler Moore and Clint Robinson at first base. And hopefully they can be productive.
Obviously, if they're not expecting a long-term, then this is not going to be surgery, at least now. Is this just a let-it-quiet-down kind of thing? I know there's a procedure similar to ultrasound that Albert Pujols had. What's the plan to attack this to make it so that he can be ready to go when he comes back?
Well, it's kind of like let it quiet down right now. He was in Baltimore yesterday. I don't know the results of that. He was in Baltimore to see the foot doctor. So right now, the way Matt Williams told the story, they're gonna let the foot quiet down a little bit, and then you know they'll just hopefully things will get better. But if you want to know why Ryan Zimmerman's having a bad year, it's because of that.
Well, that was my next question. Do they think that this is the explanation for why his numbers are down so much?
There's no doubt about it because, you know, I'll be honest with you. He could I tell you, when I watched him, and I said this like in April, I thought Ryan Zimmerman looked done. I'm being honest with you. And, like, people thought, you're crazy. He'll come back. But he was injured. So, you know, hopefully this will quiet it down. Ryan Zimmerman's not a 213 hitter. He's a great hitter, and I'm expecting him to come back full blazes when he's healthy.
What will they do at first base in the interim?
I think it's going to be Clint Robinson and Tyler Moore. Those guys have the experience at first base. I just think they'll platoon there, and hopefully they can be productive. You just never know. I mean, it's hard to predict because – Tyler Moore hasn't had a good year since really 2012. This is Clint Robinson's first year in the major leagues, really, full season. And so far, he's been pretty good hitting-wise, coming off the bench. So, again, it's a wait and see. It's hard to predict. You hope they can come through in the clutch.
Is there any pressure or need or anything to look at a bat from the outside, not so much explicitly because Zimmerman is out, but the being down him and Worth, and as you note, the fact that Moore, who's a guy I like, just still has not put it together. Do they start looking at bringing in some kind of bat from the outside?
You know, Matthew, I'm going to take this to another level. I think this team needs to make changes. I think they need to make changes because this team looks dead. And, you know, you have a couple of guys who are free agents. I think you got to trade them. I think you got to trade the Ian Desmonds. I love him. He's like my son. I think you got to trade the Ian Desmonds, the Jordan Zimmermans of the world, because I think it's obvious to me there's a distraction going on right now. And I think something has to be done. This team is not playing up to its capabilities right now. And I think moves have got to be made. I don't know what you do, get another hitter, get another pitcher, but you got to do something because it looks dead right now.
So you don't think this is as simple as the fact that they're down two starting pitchers and some key
hitters? No, they're dead. They look dead, man. I mean, they look dead. They look dead. I mean, Anthony Rendon is back. It doesn't matter. They look dead to me, man. It doesn't matter that Jason Worth is out. I mean, they just need to make changes, man. They do.
Well, one thing that could help would be to get some starting pitchers back. Can you give us an update on Doug Fister and Steven Strasburg, where those guys are at?
Well, Fister needs another start before we see him back. Yes, he gave up 3 runs, and, you know, as the people in Syracuse tweeted, he didn't look as bad as the numbers indicated. So I'm assuming he's going to get one more start before he comes back. Strasburg, I don't know what's going to happen to him. I know he's with the team right now, but, you know, he's trying to figure out, again, what's wrong with his pitching. I mean, yes, he has the neck problems, but it's more than that. He has to figure out mechanics and other things. So I really don't know what's going on with him.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.